Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, WAVA.
Good morning.
Hi.
Y'all forgot to ask Jason Hurley one important question.
Hervey, his name is Jason. Oh, and that reminds me. Jason Hervey.
Jason Hervey, forgot to ask him one important question.
No, it's Hervey. Hervey. Can you say that? Oh, my wife is still on the phone. Can you
Frank,
say Jason Hervey?
Would you fax my wife a letter to tell her to get off the telephone, please?
And yes, sir, what was your call about Jason Hervey?
Yes, y'all forgot to ask him how it felt to have a telephone knocked across his head from Paulie Dangerously.
About what?
On the NWA wrestling, when Paulie knocked him across the head with the telephone.
Is this the guy that said he got knocked out by a telephone?
Yeah, he did.
No, didn't we go through with this with you before?
Nope. Yeah.
Wrestling is not real.
It's fake. Jason Hervey didn't really get knocked out by being hit in the head with a telephone.
Yeah, I know. Missy Hyatt knocked him out when he looked at him.
He didn't get knocked out.
Don't take wrestling so seriously.
Wrestling,
I'm just trying to change the subject.
Wrestling is fake.
I'm just trying to change the subject for y'all.
What do you mean the subject?
About y'all leaving.
We don't mind talking about that.
We said to a lot of folks that we were going to talk about this today, and that's what we're doing.
A lot of people have been waiting. We've been trying to talk about other stuff, but people keep calling wanting to talk about this.
Okay.
But wrestling is not real.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
All right, bye.
All right.
AMF.
Yeah, well, that's no surprise there.
WAVA.
Yeah, I'm almost done, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hold it until the next exit.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I've listened to you guys about the last 3 or 4 years, and I support you wherever you go. And
thank you.
It's a shame you had to get sold to a Christian broadcaster.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate the support calls.
And good luck, and, you know, I'll be there if you need.
All right, good luck with those dentures now. Bye-bye. Hello, it sounded like six of them could have helped that situation. Hello, WAVA.
Morning, guys.
Yeah, not so much of a speech impediment as loose teeth sounded to me.
That's right. Like
loose
dentures. My Uncle Bill. My Uncle Bill used to talk like that. Sure.
Hold on, here's the hotline. This might be my child bride calling me back. Hello?
You back?
Yeah. who you been gabbing with the last half hour?
I chat with my sister in the morning. That's why I like this walk and talk. I walk around, I do my housework, I chat with my sister.
Well, anyway, it's too late now. He's gone, but that wasn't Jason Hervey in that movie last night.
Oh.
The movie you told me that he was in?
I'm sorry about that.
Meet the Applegates? It wasn't. And I, like an idiot, when he came in here, I said, hey, saw you in the movie last night. Of course, I didn't see him in the movie. My wife and my kid were watching this movie. And Frida said, oh, Jason Hervey was in this movie, and he was doing, like, smoking pot or something, right?
Yeah, I thought it was him.
Was that
Was
that an Ed Begley Jr. lookalike, too?
No, I think it was really Ed Begley.
Yeah, he's gross, isn't he, Ed Begley Jr.? He's super gross.
Yeah, there's something in his closet. I don't know what it is, but there's something going on with
wasn't
that
Wasn't he in that book, Wired?
Ed Begley looks a lot like Chris Corr, my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like a well-toned Chris Corr.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Corr is like a pile of mashed potatoes with Ed Begley Jr.'s head on top.
Stop. Let's talk about your old girlfriend.
All right, who do you want to talk to?
Liz.
So many. Where do you want to start?
Sophia.
Katie? My wife grew hair over the last 3 days because I got the chance to watch Katie Kirk on television.
Oh,
and I would come up and I'd say something innocently like, I said, hey, she's really helped that show. I don't hate Bryant Gumbel so much.
Mm-hmm.
She's really become a good part of the show. And my wife said, oh, Katie Kirk.
Yeah.
Oh, Katie Kirk.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
See, let's talk about my girlfriends.
Well, okay, go ahead. You start.
I just did. Katie Kirk.
Oh. Well, I didn't care for that. No, and that was another reason I was glad to get you out of the house in the morning, so I don't have to have you drool over some, you know. And you get to be such a groupie about people, too.
No, I'm not.
I mean,
not
you
a
complain about people who bug you when you're doing something, and then you get, and you're just the biggest groupie of them all.
It's okay to be a groupie,
but I don't bug Katie Kirk. All right, so we called her when she lived here,
yeah.
But we don't bug her now.
No, but you just sit home and drool over. I mean, you don't just because you don't go out. I mean,
I like her journalistic skills.
If you saw her in Lake Forest Mall, you'd follow her around like you make fun of, you know, if somebody sees
well,
you.
I would, but that's not a groupie way. It's
a groupie if someone bugs you, but if you bug all these other people,
it's not a groupie thing. It's a love thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not her groupie. I'm like
her lover.
And to tell you the truth, I lose respect for you when it happens.
When what? When I drool over Katie Kirk?
I say, have some pride. You know, you've got a real woman here, and you're drooling about some
food. I know. Didn't I service the account on the weekend?
I don't remember.
service the account.
I don't think so.
Which is probably the coldest way of expressing that task.
You know, my wife, incidentally, I got to tell you something. She made me, like, beg for sex. I am not making this up. How many times have you turned me down? And then the other day, you remember when you came and you said, well, all right, if you want to now. And then I was like, well, what? Forget it. You're going to take 10 seconds out of your busy day?
Yeah,
forget it.
Well, that's what it would take. No.
All right, honey.
No,
is it any wonder, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that I fantasize about Katie Carr?
That has not been the case, my darling. This was not the most appropriate time when you had these days off.
Yeah, I
and
didn't know, again.
Now,
how am I supposed to know? It seems like that thing lasts 30 days in a month.
Sorry, I wouldn't lie about it.
I know. Then, I track you, though. You know, I'm like a tracker. But you know, all the women in my life are on the same cycle, incidentally.
Yeah, you know, that's another reason I didn't like going home. I'm talking with my sister. We're talking about girly kind of stuff about, you know, bodies and things, and then you have to throw in your two cents.
Well, just that I can always spot it, and I know that you, your sister Robin, and from what Frank tells me, Frank's wife Jerry, you three are like clockwork. And as a matter of fact, Mike's ex-wife Billy, when we used to chart Billy's periods, used to also be on the exact, I mean, down to the day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a club.
Yeah.
It's like a home shopping club.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that was not Jason Hervey in that movie.
Well, it's,
and I love you.
It looks like him. It's his younger brother, then. It really did look like him.
No, it wasn't him. I love you.
I love you too, darling, and I'll try and be a better wife for you.
Or maybe, you know, wear your hair like Katie.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. You know I don't like short hair, except on her.
Yeah.
Okay, love you.
All right. Goodbye. Can I talk to my sister now?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Go talk about, you know, cramps and stuff like that, and water retention.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, you know what? I got to tell you that Julia Roberts has been replaced on my list.
By my
number one. I have a new woman. You've got to go see Robin Hood because you'll disagree with me wholeheartedly.
Oh, Anna Maria Albergetti.
No, Mary Elizabeth Mastriantonio. Oh, yes, I'm yours.
Is she clean?
Oh, yes. She's lovely. She is a vision of loveliness.
It's 9:05. We've got to do commercials now, and then I promise we'll come back and answer the rest of these calls on WAV. I wish you wouldn't do that.
Oh,
I'm watching.
She plays Maid Marian, though.
It's 9:05 WAVA. Your call's coming up.
WAVA, Arlington, Washington.
I am sorry.
Sorry.
Normally give you enough time to chew and swallow.
I know. I'm all right. I'm fine. Let me just wash this donut.
I thought you were going to choke it up there for a second. So you got to choke up on that, Ben.
You know, it's a confectionery sugar. It's powdery and it gets into your lungs. I'm fine now.
It's 9:09. Well, now you know how those people in the Philippines feel.
Yeah, with the ash.
With all that ash from that ash hole coming out of them.
It's incredible volcanic activity.
It was like snow over there. They were shelving. You okay?
Fine.
Can we dial 911?
Can I use your cough button?
Sure, go ahead. It's 9:09 at WAVA.
There we are.
And we'll answer the rest of the calls next. We got to go to news now. Here's something new about the station, though. This just came over the fax machine. The radio and records industry has a newspaper called R&R, Radio and Records.
Right.
Clever name. And here's the headline. WAVA making waves. And here's what it says from the pages of the just-published Radio and Records. Lots of speculation in D.C., following Emmis' announcement that it's selling WAVA to religious-oriented Salem. Brokers are whispering that Salem has already decided to take the station contemporary Christian.
All right.
That's from Radio and Records magazine.
Let the conversion begin!
9:10, fire us. Just take us out of our misery. Fire us.
Amen.
Hey, more calls next.
69 degrees. At 9:15, that's the news brought to you by the Washington Metro Dodge Dealers. I'm Dave Schreiber. I'm W.
Boy, there's nothing I like better than three guys playing volleyball.
ABA, you said it, Beef.
All right. It's 9:16, sans jingle. Just ahead of the rest of your calls on that phone scan, stay on hold, folks. And here's Dave at 9:16, Dave-O the Clown, to tell us about Dave Schreiber's day.
Dave's Day by Dave Schreiber, read by Dave-O the Clown.
And Handy Andy.
Good morning, boys and girls, moms and dads. Here's what Dave did yesterday.
Program director Chuck Beck asks Dave to do me, Handy Andy.
Gary Rosnick says hi to Dave and gets in a few supers to see if that will make it on Dave's Day.
Dave goes home for lunch.
12 noon, Dave eats a homemade chef salad with turkey bologna, chicken breast, vinegar, and oil dressing.
Dave washes it down with lemonade.
1 p.m., Dave goes to AU Gym for a bike ride and a walk around the track.
Dave goes to People's Drugs,
where he buys shampoo and Diet Coke, which is on sale.
Dave's lawyer calls to say hi, asks how things are going at the station. Dave says super.
Dave's lawyer says super.
Dave better stop saying super.
It doesn't look so super.
I know. You're right.
Yeah.
Dave watches CNN local and network news.
He defrosts his dinner.
Dave cooks two steak burgers. Kind of off the health kick now. They are well done on the outside.
I mean, they stole the station. They eat whatever you want, Dave.
That's, you're right. Pizza for dinner tonight. A little too pink on the inside.
Dave starts to watch video mermaids.
What are we talking about that was pink on the inside?
Pizza?
No. That's my steak burger.
Oh, your steak burger. Okay, got it.
Pizza's pink on the inside.
That's a change, because normally they're charred, right?
That's right. Just on the outside. Just dark on the outside, pink on the inside. Dave starts to watch video mermaids, but after 5 minutes or so, he starts to snooze. Dave wakes up as the phone rings. It's Brother Saul, who wants to say hi. Dave says, I'll call you back sometime soon. I'm about to fall asleep.
Dave falls asleep at about 8:30. What a day.
What a day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And don't forget tomorrow, Dave.
Yeah.
Starting at, I guess, with the 6:20 break. We first come on the air there at 6:10, whenever we come on.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have Kenzo the Clown here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
Dave's first day in training.
Oh, boy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's 18 past 9. Here are the winning songs on WAVA. They are Unbelievable.
You're Unbelievable.
By EMF and also Madonna. Open Your Heart. When they play, we pay $1,000. Call 105. And as we're mentioning now, I guess we'll continue until the sale goes through. Make sure if you're the winner today of the money, no matter who you win it with, Sandy, Joe, or Learjet, give them a good reaction so they can get a good audition tape together.
That's right. Be a screamer for our disc jockeys.
And hello, you're on the air at 19 past 8. Or 9.
Hi.
I'm dyslexic. Hello.
Hello?
I love that movie, Another 84 Hours. Hello?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think y'all are great DJs, but I would love to hear some good Christian music. you guys should stay on as the DJs and then have some really good Christian music.
Oh, come on. Oh, go away.
No!
Go away. Go away. Blow it out your Christian ear.
Uh-uh. It's the best. Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And that was a very Christian call, too.
Gee, there's something that just doesn't jive there.
Hello, WAVA.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say you guys are the best thing about Washington, D.C. You make a great team, and screw WAVA.
Hello, WAVA. Some calls need no punctuation.
Hey.
Hello.
What an airhead.
What an airhead who? Oh, the Christian?
Yeah.
Well, she was expressing her view.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Just fine.
Hey, I'm the one who called you, like, I don't know.
I wish all you Christians out there would just be like Amy Grant. You know what I mean? She's okay. She doesn't pound it down my throat.
Yeah, she looks good, too.
Yeah, she's nice. She's got a nice package. Baby. Oh, and I like her new song, too. What is that song?
Anyway, hey, guys, sorry to hear that you're leaving, you know.
It's not me. The new song is not me. You'd listen to it, and you would not think that it'd be the kind of song that I like. But I do like it right here on WAVA. Continue with your call while we do the talk-up, sir.
Anyway, I hate to see you guys leave, man.
Hey, we're not going anywhere until next Friday. Then we're going on a week's vacation.
But right now we got Immigrant Every Heartbeat, WAVA.
My anger. Whenever I get mad, I start lifting. And I'm sore, man.
That's like a personal
problem. I can't do no more. You know, I'm so pissed off.
Try some petroleum jelly, sir. I'm sore.
I like this song. You heard this song?
No, I have not.
Listen to it. Yes, I have. It's very sappy, but I like it. Well, it's not my favorite song. It's in there.
This one right here.
Oh, this dirt ball is going to be on with us tomorrow.
Leonard Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz is going to be here.
Yes, he is. Well, that big DJ convention is this weekend.
That's right.
The Bob Poe DJ convention, 20th annual. Mm-hmm. Happy 20th, Bob Poe.
Lots of people in our business flying into town for the Robert Poe convention.
Bonnie Poe Jr., Bob Poe. Congratulations. He'll be with us tomorrow here on WAVA. Let's listen to 20 seconds of a song right now. Lenny
Kravitz, baby.
Here we are.
He's going to be on tomorrow, right, Frank?
Frank?
Frank? Frank in the bowels of WAVA again?
Frank, are you in Tinkletown?
That's how I sing when I sing this. I sing in my high voice, just like Lenny does.
Your falsetto.
Oh, baby, it ain't over till it's over.
I was working on a project previously assigned to me.
Oh, hi.
Yes.
Oh, is he here?
No, I was just trying to find the name of that program director. It's not the same one that we talked
about.
So we're going to have Lenny Kravitz on the show tomorrow?
That's the plan. I'm waiting for a confirmation from Virgin Records, his record company.
All right. We're good.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Frank. Can't tell you that secret project.
Thanks,
Frank.
Super secret.
Hello, WAVA. So there you go. That's, I guess, the most music we have. A music marathon. We played about a minute of the new Amy Grant song and a minute and a half of Lenny Kravitz.
Still counts as two in a row.
Hello.
Much more music.
WAVA.
I got an idea of how you guys can get fired.
Hey, trust me. We got a list this long.
No, put the F.O. contest back on.
The F.O. contest?
Yeah. Don't tell me you don't know what they are.
The F.O.
Yeah.
You mean the big O?
Well, you used to call it an F.O.
No. We never called anything an F.O.
No, we never called it an F.O. Yeah. We called it the Big O, ma'am. Remember?
Are you talking about the fake orgasm game?
Yeah.
It's the Big O. We called it the Big O. Now, do you remember?
No, you called it an F.O.
Wrong.
No, we didn't.
You just called it a fake orgasm. That's F.O. That's
no, official. No, but we called the game when we played it on the radio the Big O game.
And we have tape to prove that.
And
okay, will you put the tape on?
And when we say F.O., we say that to somebody we don't like.
Well, you wouldn't say that to me.
But do you understand?
Well, that was
yes, I understand.
Oh, that was a joke when I said F.O. That was
a joke.
Okay, thank you.
Now, wait a minute. Wait, I just want to make sure that we're all friends. We remain friends here.
Well,
You understand the game is called the Big O, and I'm getting the impression that really you don't believe that.
Okay, I'll believe that.
We never called it F.O.
Ever.
Never,
once.
Ever, not once.
Okay. I believe you.
Okay.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Well, if we want to get fired, thanks for the help, but we got a lot better ways we could do it.
Oh,
a lot
please put those back on.
You want to hear the Big O game back on?
Yes.
Well, why don't you start?
No.
Sounds like you're practically quivering to do that right now.
No, thank you.
You sure?
I'll go now.
No, you're the one that requested it. I mean, why don't you be the first participant? I'm sure you're capable of it. Please?
Sounds to me like you faked thousands.
Come on.
I only do R.O.s.
Real orgasms. Come on. Please, just once, just a little one.
I mean, you called, you virtually stopped the show. It's the least you can do.
Yeah, we got into these letters, and it did stop the show. You could pick it right back up if you just gave us a little Big O game. Okay?
I don't really think I can do that.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks a lot. Thanks for absolutely nothing.
Well, maybe somebody will call in and do it.
See somebody else. It's always somebody else.
Okay.
No. Nobody wants to take the responsibility.
Right. I mean, you called with this bright idea. Do it.
Yeah, what's your first name, ma'am?
I'm not telling you that.
Oh, my God. I couldn't tell you that, Dynamite.
What are you afraid of? Somebody might find out it's her.
That's true.
I'm guessing anybody who knows you already knows it's you because they could recognize your voice.
And you've been on for quite some time now, and all we're asking is just one little Big O. You requested it.
Right. You called. Come on. You asked for it.
We weren't even thinking about it. And we think about it a lot. But that time, we weren't even thinking about it.
But today, we weren't thinking. It's the one day we're not thinking about sex. But now we are, so come on. Come on. We're going to hate you if you don't.
And you're listening to your radio and not the telephone.
No, I'm not listening to the radio. I'm listening to the people in the office laughing at me.
Uh-huh.
See, they already know who you are, so what's the matter?
You know, after if you don't do it, it's not going to be any fun for you.
Yeah, right. We'll be really mean to you.
You will?
Yeah, we will.
But if you just give us a little one, like
Okay.
You think there's people that work around in front of you now?
Okay, bye.
You're a good woman. See, we're friends now. Mwah!
Oh, she hung up. She doesn't care.
There she goes, and the cats are still here.
Hello, WAVA.
Hi. Did you see the movie Robin Hood?
School's Out for Summer. I forgot to mention that in the immortal words of Alice Cooper.
Yes, young person, I did see the movie Robin Hood yesterday.
What'd you think of it?
Thought it was fabulous.
What did you think of Kevin Costner?
He was the only part of the movie I really didn't like. I know it's hard to say that you love a movie, but, I mean, he was the only, you know, they could have done better.
He's only the star, right?
The only thing I would have done, I would have gotten a British actor. I think of Robin Hood as, you know, it's Sherwood Forest, it's the Sheriff of Nottingham, it's all of these people running through the forest.
Doesn't he do, like, a fakey kind of English accent?
Yeah, but, I mean, so subtle. It's mostly Kevin Costner being, oh, it's great to be back here on English soil, so far away. You know, it's just like he tries to do this
like Ted Kennedy almost.
when I return, it's basically not right hearing Kevin Costner use this kind of accent, and it's very, very subtle. But the Sheriff of Nottingham is great. That's an English actor that plays the villain. It's the same villain that was in Die Hard. Remember Die Hard, that guy that played the terrorist?
Yeah, but remember, I'm not quite the Rain Man at movies as you are.
Right. Well, do you know the guy I'm talking about?
No.
The guy that played the head of the terrorist, he had the mustache and the beard.
I remember Die Hard, too. I don't remember Die Hard 1.
Well, then you wouldn't get that at all.
Hello.
All right, he was good, the Sheriff of Nottingham. He was very good.
Hello.
Kevin Costner's British accent.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, guys?
You are on the... Well, can you hold on now?
Sure.
All right, going to do these commercials. Come right back. Finish this poll. Well, I guess we'll just take calls at the end of the show today, probably.
Hold on.
928.
I'm Kevin Costner doing a British accent.
WAVA.
Having fun in Washington.
Hi, gang. This is Janet from another planet. I'm going to be looking for you at tickets in the Fairview Park Marriott tonight. It's the Eugenia Swimwear Model Search Contest. Starts at 9:30.
WAVA. 9:31 with Donaldo and Miguel. Here are today's winning songs on the WAVA radio stations. You can say,
hey, yeah, you're everybody, baby.
Hey, everybody.
Songs are EMF. Unbelievable. And Madonna, Open Your Heart. When they play, we pay $1,000. Call our 105 after the second song. And again, please, help the DJs get a good audition tape together. Get really excited if you win the $1,000.
Be a screamer.
Okay? It's EMF Unbelievable. And the bimbo, Open Your Heart, worth $1,000.
W-A-V-A.
Say it and win. Oh, and before we get back to the calls, I don't know if Mr. Bungarten is coming in today or not. But a story that perhaps Mr. Bungarten should hear.
Yes?
From today's Washington Times.
Yeah.
Comes to us from St. Louis.
Yeah.
The owner of a supermarket chain, while addressing employees threatening to strike, died of a massive heart attack.
Wow.
Donald Schnuck, founder of Schnuck's Supermarkets. S-C-H-N-U-C-K. Schnuck.
Schnuck.
The Schnucker.
The Schnuck Man.
The man of Schnuckcinia. Schnuckcinia. 69, founder of Schnuck's Supermarkets. He was explaining a contract offer to employees of a North St. Louis County store Monday. They were getting ready to go on strike.
I want all you Schnuckers to understand.
About 12,000 union employees of Schnuck's had been threatening to walk out. Their union had urged them to reject management's latest offer. The company said Mr. Schnuck's death will not affect talks, though.
That's good, and I'm sure all the Schnuck employees will appreciate that.
Just listen to that, Randy. He had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, WAVA.
Hello, Mr. Schnuck.
Or is this Danny? I must say, I felt a pang of guilt yesterday.
Yeah, you saw the same thing I did.
When I was watching the news, when I saw they dedicated a new part of St. Jude's Medical Hospital in Memphis to Danny Thomas, and Marlo was there.
All right.
And I felt a pang of guilt, but then it went away.
It goes away, just like hunger pangs. You feed yourself and you're fine.
Yeah, speaking of eggs, that was Danny on the phone. He's hungry, speaking of hunger. What about those eggs? Hello, WAVA.
Hello. Hello, speak. We hear you breathing.
Hold on, it might be the phone. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Schnuck-O-Rama.
There you go. It's 9:33 at WAVA.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call to pledge my undying loyalty to you guys. And if you guys do leave the station, I will be scanning the airwaves looking for you guys every morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
We won't be hard to find.
Okay, babe. And I'm well endowed.
Pardon me?
I'm very well endowed. I just thought I'd tell you that.
Hey, that's just like a penthouse letter.
Yes, sir, Bob.
He works in the fact that his size is worked into it at some point.
Hello, WAVA.
Hey, Don Mike, how you guys doing?
Hey, why don't they go start printing my letters? You know, I write two or three good ones every month.
Because you never put the part about being well endowed in there. You take it for granted. People know that already. You have to put it in there. For example, all those letters will always start, I was walking down the sidewalk the other day on a very sunny day. Incidentally, I'm very well endowed.
Hello, WAVA. Why forget everybody knows I am?
Hello?
Hey, Don Mike, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, listen, I'm one of your, you know, your average listeners. I've called and talked to you all a few times.
Yes, sir.
I'd be very sad, you know, if y'all left, because I think y'all are great. I listen to you all the time. And
no, we don't want to leave Washington.
Right?
Let me say that again. We don't want to leave Washington.
Oh, no, I'm not wearing pants.
Oh, this
is good. Frank, listen, I think y'all are great, okay?
So don't make me talk to your
guy.
Have a good
summer.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, you know, at least he had some good sentiment before he got to that little part that he always likes to say.
That we hate. Hello, WQAVA.
Oops, I'm sorry, that was him.
105, good morning.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, it is 9:35, and if you're getting that all circuits are busy, folks, please keep trying. Hello?
Yeah, I want to say you guys are the best, and I never want you guys to go anywhere. And also, Mike, I want to ask you about Robin Hood.
Yes.
What did you think of King Richard?
King Richard was great, and I was just told by Don that was in the Post, that surprise ending, and I'm not going to spoil it on this show, but I
mean, yeah, I'm not going to say
it
either.
I really thought it was great, and for anybody that hasn't read the article in the Post and doesn't know, there is a surprise ending in Robin Hood, and I thought it really made the movie.
And it was in the paper last week.
When I saw it, like, half the audience stood up and started clapping, it was great.
Oh, it was great, and the thing is, the only problem I had with that movie was Kevin Costner's accent.
Yeah, his accent was sort of really fake.
A lack of accent?
It's basically, hello, it's great to be back here in England. I've traveled very far. I'm here.
And also, Black guy did real good. What's his name? I always forget his name.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. He did
a not Friedman. Guy. It's Morgan Freeman.
I'm driving you to the store, Miss Daisy.
He was tremendous. He really made the movie, too. I mean, man, Kevin Costner was the only part of the movie I didn't like.
Glowing endorsement.
Yeah, but I did love the movie.
Except for Kevin Costner, who's on, like, in every scene, right?
Every single scene, but he's there. Morgan Freeman's in it a lot, too. And then that surprise ending.
Hello, WAVA.
Good morning, gents.
Hi.
Hi. It's good to hear that you will be staying in the Washington area.
Well, no.
Unfortunately,
It's not for sure that we will. I'm sorry you won't. We're going to try to stay in Washington.
Not etched in stone.
Where are you going?
I'm in the military. They're sending me off to Germany as my next duty.
Germany!
Klink!
I have to be in Brussels
in the morning.
Yes, I hear you, General Bolcato. All right, auf Wiedersehen, my friend.
Hey,
yeah?
It's been a lot of fun. Thanks a lot. I'm about your age, and that the Wayback Machine is my favorite.
Oh, God bless.
You know, I'll play all the music that makes you stop and think, man, I haven't heard that one in 10 years, man. That's great, you know.
All right, well, thank you, my friend.
Hey, take care.
Al Peterson.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Get my best of those crow lines in the beer garden. Hello, 105.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello, you're on the air.
You didn't move to the
Oops.
Next button.
I am sorry, there I did. Hello?
Hi, I'd like to talk to you on the mic.
105, yes, I've lost all feeling in my left hand.
Oh, no.
I couldn't hold it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Look at that.
Man, your health and my health. It could happen at any time.
No, it's not going to be a heart attack. It could be a bus accident.
Wow.
For me, no, it's going to be a fiery bus crash when I'm riding my moped.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
I just wanted to say, this Christian Broadcasting Network must really have a sixth sense because they don't really understand that when you guys go, nobody's going to listen anymore.
Well, to be honest with you, if what we read in the Radio and Records newspaper is true, it doesn't really matter because they're going to change the format anyway to Christian.
But nothing, you know, once we've said this before, nothing is for certain.
Well, if you guys do leave, I will be scanning the radio also to make sure I catch you every morning because you guys make the drive in so much nicer.
Thank you. And not to tip our hand, but let me say, you might want to try listening in other day parts also if you can't find us in the morning. Hello, WAVA. But
Pass it to Don and Mike.
Yes, hi. Who knows what I'm talking about? Hello? I don't know what I'm talking about. Hello?
Yeah, Mike.
Yes?
About Robin Hood.
Yes?
Yes?
I'm trying to do that Kevin Costner accent. Yes, what can I do? Hi, yo. What? Hello, sir. How are you?
I haven't even seen it. I think it's hilarious.
Great to see you. Yes.
Two things. One, when Robin Hood was crossing the river, did you notice anything special about his boots?
About what?
His boots? No. What about his boots?
They have Air Jordans on or something?
Just about. They're pretty well made at the time.
Oh, you mean like...
What, this is an anal call about the movie?
No.
Well, what's your point?
Well, I was saying that you're picking out parts that weren't like perfect about it.
So you're saying the part that you thought wasn't perfect was that he had on a really nice pair of boots when he was crossing a bridge?
No, it's just not every angle was covered.
Oh, were they like dingo boots or what?
They're like hiking boots.
He was, had the red laces and the metal hooks for hiking. Yeah, I remember that, sir. He was wearing those Timberland hiking boots. That was a dead giveaway.
Like the kind that lumberjacks wear, right?
And then he'd say, hello, merry men, come into the forest. I'm Kevin Costner. I can't speak with a British accent.
one more real quick thing.
Yes, Gene. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't like to embarrass him, but my good friend Gene Siskel from the Chicago Tribune.
Hello, Gene.
Thank you. Anyway, when they vaulted Robin Hood and Morgan Freeman over the wall,
yes,
or catapulted them,
yeah.
Did anyone notice what Christian Slater said?
I bet you did.
It was pretty vulgar.
Oh, yeah. He said the naughty. He said the big F word, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
That'd be it.
So what? Yeah. I didn't think, to be honest with you, I didn't think that was necessary, that line. As a matter of fact, I've mentioned Kevin Costner. I must now mention Christian, what's his name?
Slater.
Slater. I didn't think he was necessary in the movie either.
Well, now you're making it sound like I really shouldn't go see it.
It was good, though. The action was tremendous. I mean, the story, it's one of the great stories of all time, and it really was fun.
It really is.
All right, Gene, thank you.
Thank you, Gene.
Mr. Siskel.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, WAVA.
Hi, I'm looking for Don and Mike.
Yes, hi, we're here.
Hi, I was wondering if there's any truth to the rumor that Learjet is the stunt bones for Kevin Costner.
Yeah, you women are hot for him since we had him derobe himself.
Well, hey, I wish I was there. It sounded like you're all having a lot of fun.
Yeah, pretty incredible shot of Kevin Costner's buttocks.
But
in
not
this
his
movie.
Buttocks.
Well,
stunt buttocks.
It wasn't as good because we knew it wasn't him. So, but, you know, I thought, hey, if it was Learjet, that would be. This is good.
Who's to say it wasn't Learjet? But were they steaming buttocks?
I don't know.
And
it was
now
so hard. They had him covered with this waterfall.
That's the scene that I saw in the ad where you see him swimming in a waterfall, and it really looks like steam is rising from his buttock.
Yeah, it's right at the scene where Maid Marian, Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, is standing up over the grotto.
Well, I wondered what she was really looking at with those longing eyes. You know, it couldn't have been those buns.
Well, you seem to have kind of a fetish for Kevin Costner's buttocks.
Well, I do. You know, why not be honest here? You know.
Are there any other celebrity buttocks that you crave?
What's so great about somebody's butt? How much fun can you have with somebody's butt?
Well,
I mean, Richard Gere aside.
Well.
I mean, really, nice butt, big deal.
Male buttocks. I don't find them attractive.
Yeah,
well, that's good, though, that you don't find them attractive. I would think that would be kind of weird.
Well, check out somebody's frontal nudity than the rear nudity, if given the choice.
Anyway, do you know if it's true?
Is
Learjet the stunt bun?
No, of course he's not in that movie.
He's not?
And you didn't answer the question. What other celebrity buttocks do you like?
Well, I don't know. I really, Kevin Costner is the only one so far, you know, Dances with Wolves. But
you ever see Marlon Brando in Last Tango in Paris?
No.
There's an attractive pair of buttocks.
Ever seen Ned Beatty? Beatty's buttocks?
No.
There's some buttocks.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah, in Total Recall.
Right. Yeah, but when he turns around, it's kind of silly looking.
Well, you seem to really be hung up on that. Maybe you should just go get in the bathtub, fill up with buttermilk or something. Goodbye, little lady.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Perhaps you can call in some other time when we're discussing men's buttocks.
WAVA.
Yes, man, speak with Don and Mike.
Oh, now you're not going to fool us. You're not even good at this, sir. We know it's you.
It's a terrible woman impression from a guy.
Well, I'll find you on the dial, boys.
Come on, talk in your real voice for a second.
And is this that? Does this turn into that demonic voice that we know so well?
Yeah, all right, there's the payoff. WAVA.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know that I read the Post article and hope your agent gets you guys a good deal in this city and you stick around.
Well, thank you, Mitch. We appreciate that.
Yeah, but one thing I wanted to say to you, Don, that you've finally outlived a station here in this market, it seems like.
Yeah, first time in my career.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate the good words, my friend.
Definitely. Well, keep doing what's good, doing what you do best.
Hey, listen, happy 34th of July weekend at you.
Sounds good.
All right, my friend.
See ya.
All right, happy stars and stripes forever. Bye-bye.
Bye, Padre.
Happy bicentennial plus change. 944 WAVA. We got to do some more commercials, then we'll come back. We'll finish the calls, and we'll be right back at 16 till 10. 947 at WAVA. Tomorrow, we'll have lots of tickets to give away to the WAVA premiere of The Naked Gun 2.5.
Man, I am looking forward to that movie.
Now, there's a movie I know we won't be disappointed with. We'll give those away tomorrow. We can guarantee now that we'll be on WAVA every day from now until June 28th.
Yes, that is the start of our official vacation, not to be confused with this unofficial vacation that we just got back from.
Right, and once our vacation's over, then, well, then you just, you know, check your local listings.
Right.
It's 9:47, and Bart says, rainy and drizzly and moist. You can have the wet spot, high 69, high 75 at 69. Man, I am dyslexic. And you are on the air here at 501 WAVA.
Hey, I was wondering...
I mean 105. That's the Levi's have the 501 jeans.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys knew that Jean-Claude Van Damme has a new song out.
You mean a record?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Where'd you hear that?
It's called All Right Now.
You mean the song by Frida? All Right Now.
Sure is.
No, now where'd you hear that?
It's in Billboard. It says right here.
Really? Well,
really? Reviewed. You want to hear the review?
Yeah, what's it say? It
says, cool rap rendition of Free's classic rocker sports well-placed samples from the original, as well as nicely paced rhymes and diva vocals at the chorus.
All right now. Damn straight. Damn tough. Damn stupid. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I think it was all downhill after Bloodsport.
Yeah.
Well, Kickboxer. Still a great movie. Was he in Kickboxer? Was he in Kickboxer?
I don't know.
Or was it with the guy with the ponytail?
Yeah. No.
Seagal? No, he was in, what was the one he was in?
Marked for Death.
Yeah.
Hey, how about that Brian Bosworth? He's really happy, huh?
Stone Cold.
Speaking of guys, Stone Dead. Stone Cold Dead, speaking of guys with action movies. Hello, WAVA.
Hi, yeah, I'm waiting on Dynamite.
Well, don't wait any longer, my friend. Turn down your radio, though.
Oh, turn down your... Oh, hi, how you doing, Dynamite?
Fine.
This is Stoney.
Hello, Stoney. Hey, we used to have a friend named Stoney.
Oh, yeah?
Remember him?
Yes, Stoney. About as New York as they get.
Hey, Stoney.
Used to work for George. George Michael. Hello?
Yeah, but I want to talk to you about that gospel program that Chop will be getting on your radio.
Gospel, yeah, the old-time gospel hour?
Yeah, but, you know, nothing lasts forever, you know, darn it, Mike. Ain't that right? Nothing lasts forever.
Right. Yeah? What's your point?
What's my point? I hate to see y'all leave, but...
Quesera, sera, is that what you're trying to say?
No, you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah.
Quesera, sera.
Okay, we're aware of that.
Yeah.
We appreciate this incredible sympathy for our situation.
And I'll scan the stations and I'll try to find y'all.
You'll find us, don't worry.
Okay.
Maybe the guy's not playing any music.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks
bye-bye.
For calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Catch you on the re.
Okay, see you later.
They're good talking that inner city lingo again. On the re, that means on the rebound.
Way to go, homeboy.
I'm Ellen Enchilam. Hello, WAVA.
Hi, Don and Mike. I just wanted to tell you, I'll be listening up until the 28th, but after that, if you guys leave, I won't be able to listen to you anymore. I'm way out in Howard County, and I won't be able to get you guys on any of the other stations.
How do you know?
Well, we don't get very many Washington stations.
How do you know until you know? You just got, you know, you just got to hang loose, baby.
That's right. Everybody's trying to predict the future here, and we don't want to do that. We don't want to get into that little willy-nilly game.
Well,
life has no guarantee. However, the guarantee will tell you that we'll be on this station every day until the 28th of June.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to get you up one.
All right. Remember, life is just a bowl of cherries, but you have to watch out for the pits.
Oh, and I also wanted to ask you, have you seen the Carefree Bubblegum commercial yet with Milli Vanilli?
No, but you want to know something that I read about? That I read is supposed to be funny. Were they lip sync?
Yeah,
uh-huh,
they had a
it's really
clip
funny.
Of that.
They're lip syncing to opera.
I thought it was stupid, just like their career.
Well, I guess there's any way to make money.
That's right. It's the American way.
Well,
make a buck.
Well, I, like I said, I'll be listening for you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
And I'll be praying for you.
Bye.
Bye. I'm not kidding. Hello, WAVA.
Donnie, Mikey, what the schnook's going on, baby?
Check my down. See, now, sir, can I tell you, your timing is perfect. You haven't called for a couple of months. We're ready for it now. Lay it on us.
It's been a while, baby. I'm calling for a little favor, though, baby. I'm going down to the beach, going to go down and lay in the sun with about 10 of my friends, baby. And I've been telling about Casey Kasem. They want to hear that tape with Casey Kasem coming out of that long-distance dedication,
you
baby.
Know something, you know something, Dick? That is a timely request as well, and we're going to get that right on, too.
All right, this is
I love you, baby. I've been with you guys for 35 years, baby.
All right, Dick. See you later.
Thanks, baby.
Bye-bye. They'll send this one out to Dick Vitale, the one-eyed wonder.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for. But goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay. I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record that is, that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
Oh, that's the best. That is the best.
In a while. King of the DJs. Hello, WAVN.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
Fine. Good morning.
I was just wondering, do you think there's any possibility Frank will be staying behind and running that Christian station?
No, Frank, as we had mentioned before, is Frank's got the umbilical cord to my belly button. Frank is with us.
Well, that's good, because I'd have been afraid if he stayed there and ran it.
He's going to be with us.
Yeah. We feel responsible for Frank and his family, so they're coming with us.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
See ya.
All right, see ya. Yeah, big covered wagon, wherever we go. Frank and his family will be in the wagon.
Remember the Ingles? Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. I just want to wish you all best of luck.
All things will be fine.
And my daughter is going to miss Bart.
Now, why is she going to miss him? Because most likely we'll end up working somewhere here.
Well, I hope so. But it's going to be the point that she's going to miss listening to Bart. She's only 11.
Well, don't worry.
But
please, let's not predict the future. Let's not worry. Okay?
But I want to say one other thing. Like, we really need another Christian radio station.
Well, I, for one, think there's not enough.
Really, I think there's more room. We need more of them.
Well, every time I find a good one, it turns out that it always turns to a Christian radio station.
Doesn't it seem like that happens all the time?
Well, I don't know if
you I can't tell you one other radio station that changed to Christian. Can you?
No, I can't.
W-E-E-L.
Oh, Wheel? You mean in Fairfax?
Yes.
Oh, go away. They don't count. Hello, W-A-V-A.
Yeah.
13-gen Wheel. Hello,
Wheel.
There was Wheel and Weem.
Yeah, Weem. Man, that was big band for a while.
Yeah, but it was top 40 a long time ago. When Jim Elliott worked there when I was a kid, 1390 the Weem team. Hello, WAVM. I changed to Ween. The Ween team. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering if you could have another outing before you leave. Well, before Friday.
You know, next Friday we're taking Dave out, and tomorrow
we'll have the big announcement on the Dave-O the Clown Show. Where it's going to be? It's going to be next Friday. You know.
Yeah, taking Dave on the road. Dave-O with his clown suit, big balloon animals, big makeup, big red nose. Dave-O the Clown.
Swimming pools, movie stars. Well, the next thing you know, old Jet's millionaire.
The camp folks said, Jet, move away from there. Said, California is a place you ought to be. So they loaded up the trunk and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools, movie stars. The Beverly Hillbillies. That's great, Granny.
Hey, could you
sustain
my
voice? I didn't miss a beat. No. You know that? He didn't miss a beat.
Hello, WAVA.
Hello, Don?
Yeah.
Don, Mike?
Yeah, were you calling me from the inside of your dryer?
No, I'm calling you from payphone.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Fine.
Good. This caller lets you know I'm a first-time caller. I enjoy your zoo show. It's the only part of the WAVA I listen to, and I think it's great. I want to let you know something else, too. My dad was preacher for over 30 years, but I love your humor, your show. It makes me laugh every morning. It keeps me going. I drive a truck every day. It's great.
Thank you. God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Goodbye.
I'll find you. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you. Hello. One more. WAVA.
Hello. I'm Don and Mike.
Yes, hello. It's another weirdo. You just sound like... Are you a weirdo?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Are you sounding?
Oh, wait a sec. I got a question for you.
Yes?
Okay, now, I heard you playing the Lenny Kravitz song, right?
Yeah, good one.
Yeah. What's the other song, Baby Baby? You think that...
No, the other one was by Amy Grant. It's,
Keep It That Way.
Well, you don't like Amy Grant?
No, I don't know.
Hey, Frank, where'd those songs go?
The songs were here just a moment ago.
You're there.
You know, well, I just want to say, I live closer to Baltimore than...
You don't like this Amy Grant song? Listen to this. It's so syrupy. Hey, let me change your mood, my friend. What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan, you're from Baltimore. You're a poor man.
Yeah.
You like WAVA radio?
Yeah, because I don't like any Baltimore stations.
All right, let's send this out to Ryan right now, a guy who takes a bath with his mom every day. Here's Amy Grant.
Yeah, I like the Lenny Kravitz song.
All right, well, he's going to be on the show tomorrow. Hey, and just remember, different strokes for different folks.
Okay.
All right, bye.
See ya.
Bye. Don't think less of me because I like this song.
This is, I don't think less of you about this song at all.
Well, this is very syrupy.
It's kind of perky, you know, and this is a good time to have a perky song.
Little Handy Andy there.
She's into God, you know.
She is.
Good for her.
Well, I heard enough of that. 958. W.O.I. Were you getting into it?
I was dancing. I was just getting into that dancing. Sorry. Just doing that move. I was doing that little move like you saw in Caddyshack with the Gophers. You know? The kind of move where you just twist your body around your head and you don't move your head, but you just sway back and forth. Yeah. To the Gopher.
You don't mean Fred Grandy, right?
No, the Gopher on Caddyshack. Yeah.
Hurry up. Hurry up, Amy. We'll do it just like we used to when I was a DJ. I faded out right there.
And then about 10 seconds of silence and then talking again.
I used to hate that. Remember they used to yell all the time, Don, you cut off half the songs.
Why did you do that?
Because I wanted to talk. 959, WAVA. Gotta go. Gotta go now.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, Frank. Tomorrow, Leonard Kravitz, right?
And Kenzo.
Oh, that's right. Kenzo the Clown and Lenny Kravitz tomorrow.
All right.
As we guarantee, we'll be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
However, folks, just to make sure, you better make sure you listen every day between 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we figured, Frank?
Yeah, because that's when any news that would happen after the business office opens, you know, check in every day between 9 and 10 just to make sure that Don and Mike will be on again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you are on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, say it.
The zoo show is over.
You're right, my friend.
Did you say over?
Yes, he did.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
What's over?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Forget it. But it is.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough.
What'd you name my fine feather friend?
Bill Turner.
For you, Bill, 4 tickets to the Wave of Premiere of The Naked Gun 2.5.
Oh, thank you.
Take it. Good movie.
A tough get going.
June 26th.
Who's with me?
I'm with you.
I'm with you, Clarice.
Let's go!
And you, my friend, what is your favorite radio station that's just been sold to Christians?
WAVA.
And thanks to Butthead Jason Hervey.
What a lovely guy he was.
We gotta go. Station we still work at, Frank.
Lester 105, WAVA.
Hey, Randy Bogarden. Don't keep so tight. Give my daddy more money.
So long, Clarice.
Go to town.